IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
There's been some interesting developments in the world of sectional title, specifically in regards to people who are in arrears with levies and how this can impact on their water and electricity. And we've even seen recent cases where the courts have allowed for the attachment of properties. This despite a recent judgment that was handed down on 23rd of September 2021 in the case of the body corporate of Marsh Ross v. Steinmuller. So it's an interesting dynamic, and there's a lot of misunderstandings around it. Joining me is Marina Costa. She's a specialist sectional title attorney at BBM. And let's just dig right into this, Marina, and let's dig deep. Why are we seeing these issues? Is it a knock-on as a result of what we've seen with people losing revenue during COVID? Is it a long-existing issue? And what can both parties do to overcome the very serious sanctions that can be applied when monies aren't being paid across?
Hello, Chad. Thank you very much for this opportunity to chat to you. You know, arrear levies have been creating problems in sectional title for many, many years. I've been dealing with sectional title matters for about 23 years now. And even when I started, there was a clamoring around me about how do we collect arrear levies? How do we go about getting owners to pay? They pay their bonds, but they don't pay their levies. And my message was always pretty clear to them, is that as trustees, it's their fiduciary duty to make sure that you do collect those levies, because otherwise we're going to be facing slums of the future. You know, it's all very well for other owners to subsidize somebody not paying levies, but at the end of the day, the expenses to pay remain. So, yes, what we're seeing now is obviously exacerbated by the set of circumstances around COVID, and even our regulator, the Community Scheme Ombuds Service, saw fit to put in place a couple of directives which said that people can make payment arrangements just to ease the burden of COVID. But what we've seen, unfortunately, is that amounts have just escalated and out of control. And at the end of the day, those debtors who weren't paying before COVID are still not paying. So as a result, you've got amounts owing to bodies corporate of 200,000 to 300,000 rand at a time, which is obviously untenable in these times.
And I suppose it's those that aren't paying that complain when there's an issue with security, when there's an issue with maintenance, when there's an issue with the gates that are not working. There's this whole knock-on effect, and you can't have other people subsidizing these people who are in arrears. Now, we saw that the rights of the body corporates seem to have been watered down in that September 2021 judgment. But more recently, we saw something of the opposite nature happen, where the courts did allow for body corporates to be able to get a writ of execution in respect of judgments granted over properties that were held by people who are in arrears. Is this a game changer?
Look, we've always been able to attach a unit as attorneys. So at the end of the day, if somebody's not paying, you need to get a default judgment. In other words, they're not opposing the matter. They ignore the summons. You get the default judgment, then you attach movable. If there are no movables to attach, which it's very, very often happens, there are not enough or insufficient movables to attach, then we can go on to a Section 66 application, where we have to show the court good cause as to why we can attach property. But the thing is that at this stage, you know, that's a long process. People get frustrated with it. And managing agents, what they used to do is they used to advise body corporates to cut electricity, because that was like a quick way to get the levy payment. I mean, all of a sudden you don't have electricity, or your tenant's phoning you because they don't have electricity, and then you're in a situation where you're forced to pay. But the Community Scheme Ombuds Service also issued a directive months ago to say that you're not allowed as a body corporate to cut electricity. So that created a few problems, and ultimately what we did is we approached the High Court for an order, so that we showed them that in fact there was an electricity amount, large electricity amount, within the levy amount that was in arrears. And to that end, we said, look, you know, at the end of the day, the body corporate's got to be putting out this money to council. We can't go in arrears to council either. So that's when the High Court has now recently, probably in the last few months, been granting us these High Court orders. And then once we've got that order, the sheriff goes and cuts the electricity. It's not actually the body corporate doing it. It's by way of a court order.
So it's very important to make that distinction. The body corporate doesn't have the authority to cut the water and lights. It has to be done via the sheriff in terms of a court order.
Yes, absolutely. And if a body corporate did do that, then the owner who has been cut could get a spoliation order against the body corporate. So you do need to do it the correct way. And then, Chad, if, for example, it doesn't make a difference, say the person is really just couldn't care less if they've got electricity or not, and then we would go immediately and get a warrant of execution and go through that court process of attaching the unit. So the end game is always to attach the unit, but this may prove a more beneficial way for bodies corporate in the shorter term.
Do you think with these more recent judgments where the attachments have been granted, the writs have been issued, we're going to see some or other higher court? I don't know if it has gone to Bloom yet, but perhaps we could see something going to the Constitutional Court where people are saying, listen, the brick and mortar around me should be protected in some way or another. And it's what's happening is perhaps goes against the spirit of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
You know, I don't actually think so. I don't think so. And I think the courts are sympathetic to the fact that you're entitled to your proprietary rights and you're entitled to your property. But then you have the reciprocal obligation, particularly when you're living in a complex, to be paying, you know, to be paying for your, the expenses, the levies, and for your electricity. Because otherwise you start devaluing property. And that's something which I don't think courts are going to want to see going forward.
I think there's a lot of confusion, and I'm definitely going to be chatting to you next year. There's a lot of confusion that a lot of occupants of properties have in respect of protection of tenure and not understanding that when they become owners of these units, they're not protected in respect of acts such as PIE, etc. So it's a conversation we need to have at length. Where we can get perhaps some listener participation, because there's a lot of this happening at the moment. But you seem to have your finger on the pulse, and I think it's very important that the both parties understand their responsibilities. And like you said, conversely, whereas a body corporate can't unilaterally go switch off somebody's water and lights, it doesn't mean that you can now just sit back and not pay your levies. It can be done now via the sheriff once a court order has been issued, and this is a very important development.
Absolutely, and I think it is. It's incumbent upon the trustees to make sure that that levy roll doesn't go out of control, because otherwise they're going to find themselves in real trouble in the next year or so. So it's like a business. You're running a business. You've got big asset value in your business of the number of units you've got, the value of those units, and the body corporate's got to be protected. But yes, there definitely are circumstances where you've got to look at the situation and decide whether or not there's, you know, merit in allowing somebody to make a payment arrangement. But with these professional debtors who, you know, think that they can just kind of, you know, ride along with the whole COVID story, I think a little bit firmer action needs to be taken.
Marina Costa, Specialized Sectional Title Attorney and Law Director at BBM, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chad.